Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, thank you, British lady, and welcome, pop culture stars. Hope everybody is doing well tonight. I am your backup host, Dave Atwell, reaching in his fridge for another cold malt beverage with a blue ribbon on it. Hope everybody's doing great.
Ooh, my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't get me out of the trailer park.
My favorite.
So, we're going to go around, as SpongeBob would say, bring it around town. And nothing like a little SpongeBob reference right off the bat. Oh, man, you know, I wonder if I could do this in the backyard or not, because it looks like the rain has abated. You know what? I'm going to stay out here out front, right, to start with, because if I know I walk to the back, the skies will open back up. So, back to that esteemed panel. Starting off, leading off, out there in Arkansas, the most wonderful and outstanding, Granny Hulkster. How are you doing, young lady?
Well, I'm well, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I really appreciate that.
Okay, your time's up. You're done. Your time's up. You're done.
Okay. I'll just shut the
no,
listen.
I'm kidding.
I know you are. I know you are,
oh,
Velvet. I know you are. You really do love me, Velvet. I know.
That's
I know you love
right.
me, so that's okay.
I do. I do.
So, hope everything is going well out there in Arkansas, in the middle
it's
of
hot.
Nowhere.
It's very, it's very hot. It's very hot. It's been hot for the past week. I did have a good class reunion. Went to my 41st class reunion, got to see my mom, got to see my brother for about 30 minutes before he had to go home, get a nap, and have to go back to work later that night. So, I didn't get to see my brother very long, but got to see a lot of friends, had a great meal Saturday night at the reunion dinner, and made some new friends. So, you know, it was a fun time. Now I got to come home, do laundry, pack up, and my son and my husband and I are leaving for Florida to go see my sister-in-law that's got leukemia next Monday. And we're, I think they live close to, I think they live in Sarasota, so we're flying into Clearwater. I think that's, they said it's about 30 minutes from where they live. They're going to pick us up at the airport Monday when we get in Monday afternoon, and we'll be there for a few days and come home Friday. So, a rest for the weary.
I'm going to say,
okay.
So the grass is not growing under your feet at all, I can imagine. Yeah, you
no.
Make sure,
no.
You, make sure
not,
you take some time
not,
to rest, crying out loud. Yeah.
Well,
sometimes.
I've been sleeping fairly well the last few nights. I'll rest up because the middle of August, I've got the state convention for the moose thing. So, you know, like I said, it's just a never ending thing with us. That's okay. You know.
Wait, you said
that's
you had
right,
the state
so.
Convention thing for the moose thing coming up? I heard about
yeah, the
that.
Third weekend, the third weekend in August. So I'm leaving the 2nd of August, coming home the 6th. I've got to leave for Little Rock the morning of the 19th, and I'll be back on the 22nd, a week before my birthday. So,
yeah. Great.
You know.
Todd, I caught the reference.
I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah.
But
well, Granny, it's
on.
Good to have you aboard tonight.
Well, thank you.
And whatever
you,
you do, don't forget to take some time to rest, for crying out loud. Don't be going
oh, I know.
So wide open where you wear yourself out, because it's real easy to do. I know that.
Oh, I know. So, I've done it. Been there, done that.
Yeah, sooner or later, you got to go lay down. You know what I mean?
Especially, oh, yeah.
Especially when you get north of 21, it catches up a lot faster, you know?
Oh, most definitely.
Moving on to our next panelist, we are going over here to the coast, visiting the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, and welcoming back our good brother, the amazing Velvet. How are you doing?
I am well. Waiting on my family to order an ice cream for me, but, you know, McDonald's don't want to say, hey, how are you? of course, the machine is probably down at my watch. Just the vet going on in the car right now. So, all right, I'm good. Y'all keep going because they're going to talk a second, so I'm going to mute myself.
Ah, right on. And I hope you're getting some good ice cream. Not like the grown-up flavored ice cream. I like the, you know, give me some tracks. Give me some birthday cake ice cream. Something.
Right?
Yeah, don't be slinging their damn butter pecan at me or nothing. I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
Give me something.
Yeah,
give me something I can get in my beard, you know. So, good to have you aboard tonight. May your ice cream sandwiches be robust. So then we're going to head north, where I'm hoping the surfing is wonderful in Indianapolis. Brother Tim Armstrong, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening. I don't know how much surfing you're going to get done. The water's finally gone away. We had a swamp here for a while. It was kind of swampy.
Really?
I'll give you that. But, yeah, it rained for a few days, but I think it's been a good – sorry for the background noise. I guess I'm going to have to go to the other side of the porch here. Yeah, we had some rain for a while back. It's been hot and humid. Doing pretty good, though, and getting ready to celebrate an anniversary tomorrow, but I'll save that plug for the end of the show. How's everybody else doing?
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. And Kim, we're sorry.
well, mine are 3 days, Todd. Thanks a lot.
Yes. Oh, man. Sincere condolences, right? So, last but not least in any way at all, my anchor man, my good brother, Todd Saxon. What are you doing, young man?
Oh, man, I'm just feeling outstanding, supernatural, and ecstatic to be here. Tim's been talking about the hot, humid. We were actually below 40% humidity the other day, and it was actually surprisingly reasonable. And we do have beautiful, some trending beautiful weather coming up. We got once we get through tomorrow, we've got a couple days in the One at 75 coming up, and the other one at 78. It's going to be out and out pleasant here for closing out July. Spectacular.
Yeah.
Pretty spectacular.
It doesn't do any good for my pool.
Hey, Dave.
Sir.
Stroh's going to be calling in a minute.
Ah, gotcha. Let me stagger
just
back
to let
in
you know.
To Atwood, man.
Just to let you know, Bob.
Give me an excuse to get another beer while I'm in there. And we open the sliding glass door. Has anybody got a sliding glass door on their homes?
Yeah.
Do you guys have
a
sliding
glass door? Here at the apartment. Yeah.
Okay.
And at home, yeah.
Have you ever experienced a sliding glass door where the wheel is starting to the caster that's inside starts screwing up? I'm here to tell you.
Every day of my life.
Oh my God. I have gotten down there with a putty knife. And here we go, a little DIY portion of our broadcast tonight. I get down there and pull all this schmeckla out of that track down there, and I put about 7 or 8 gallons of WD-40 down in that track, and I get that damn door going real good, and then like it'll rain, and for some reason all the WD-40 goes away when it rains, despite the fact that it never gets exposed to the rain. And that door trying to open that damn thing I mean, that's why we don't bother locking the damn thing, because by the time you're able to jiggle it open, the whole damn house is going to be up. But my God, that thing is a wrestling match sometime. So speaking of wrestling matches, just joining us right down the road for me here in NC, our good brother, Papa Stro. What is going on tonight, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hope you guys are doing well. I had planned on coming on the show in good spirits, but I just found out before I called in that a good friend of mine had passed on. He managed me for a good bit, and was a good friend with everyone in the wrestling community. Moses Manson, Daryl Hall is his real name.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Our condolences.
Thank you. Thank you. I just got the message from a good friend of his in Fayetteville. They were just waiting for family to find out the details of what happened. But evidently, whatever happened today. So,
dang it.
I mean, I'm very sorry. He was a good guy. He really was. And I've had many great moments with him, been on the road with him and everything. And, yeah, I mean, if y'all could keep his family, friends, and your thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You
know, for sure.
Yeah, man. He was good people.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, man. It's been a rough year when it comes down to folks that are close to us. I mean, you know, you see all the time celebrities and all that jazz, and you've never seen them. They have no idea who you are and this, that, and the other, and that's one thing. But this year it seems like there's been a lot of people close to us that's been leaving us and everything, man. So it's been a tough year, but,
Thank you. And, you know, we lost an icon today in the music world, Dusty Hill, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
As well.
That was bad news. It's
that's crazy.
And and Stro, I don't know if you recall, you remember when your mom used to shop at the store I was managing out there on Western Boulevard, and she'd come in and get all the groceries for the crowd there. Well, I don't know if you remember the store manager there, Mr. Daly, gentleman about my height. He's passed away Saturday.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that guy come to my rescue. He was kind of he watched out for me that 3 years of my life when I was in a total fog, and you know, that before I met Dale, it's that that period of life some of us go through that were total train wrecks until we meet somebody that kind of brings us back down to earth. But yeah, Mr. Daly always looked out for me and everything, and made sure I kept it on the straight and narrow as best he could and everything. And it was he had been sick for quite a bit, so yeah, it was sad to hear him go. And he was one of my four, I call them the Yodas. I've got four bosses that I've had in the past that I kind of consider my Yodas. And whenever I run up on something, I'm always thinking, okay, how would they handle this? And he was one of them. So, yeah, it's been a rough week when it comes down to that kind of stuff. So, heart goes out to everybody, you know, the families and all that kind of jazz, because we got enough bad news going on to, you know, to have this kind of stuff going down. So, yeah, Stro. Pass on a pop culture star's best to everybody.
Absolutely. I hope you all are well. Hope you're all doing good.
For all it's worth, yeah. I mean, we're on this side of the dirt, so.
Yeah.
And, of course.
Thank God.
We had these storms pass through here. I don't know if you had those wicked storms pass by your house, but, man, it has made it nice and cool out here this evening.
It feels great, don't it?
Chase the bugs off and everything. Yeah, if there's an upside to that storm, it feels darn good out here. So, anyhow, we're going to go ahead and move forward with tonight's show. Dr. John Stamey was going to be joining us to continue on about his upcoming book, And if you recall, last week we lost them due to a technical difficulty. And that
did
was technical.
Did he get abducted by aliens?
Close.
Okay.
Close. He was abducted by aliens from the planet Hemorrhoid 12. So,
wow.
But he's...
That's
his phone actually gave him a fit, and he couldn't rejoin us. And tonight he was going to join us, and he needed to get him some rest. The young man worked a very long day, and by God, we want Dr. John feeling well and being well. And so we'll have him back next week, and he can fill us in on his writing endeavors. So in the meantime, we were going to start off cracking
an egg?
Go ahead and preface this. Let's preface this with saying that there is nothing funny about COVID. There's nothing witty about people losing their lives to a certain illness or anything, so we'll preface that. But you got to admit, there are some things out there that's just defying normal human thought. And one of which is this new Delta thing. So, of course, the conversation came up is, okay, when they get through with Delta, where do they move next? Do we keep easing down the Greek alphabet, which nobody really knows.
No, the next one will be the Pelosi strand.
The Pelosi strand.
Look out for that one. Lord forbid.
Sponsored in part by Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci,
yeah.
Not Fauci, Fauci.
That clown.
Yeah, that,
what a half
Jack, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. I mean,
the Jack the Ripper.
I sure wish Jeffrey Dahmer was still alive. Maybe he could eat Dr. Paul Fauci.
I tell you what, the meat would probably be tough.
I did laugh out loud, Bill, but I was just muted, so that's all.
Silence of the Lambs all over again. Oh, my goodness.
That's funny. Yeah, I was, you were going Silence Lambs. All I could think of was a David Lee Roth album, Meet Him and Smile.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Old Jeffrey Dahmer. What a way to get yourself famous. I mean, good God.
I mean, duct tape, flashlight, some freezers. I mean, we're good to go. Cooler too.
Put lotion on
you
the
said
skin.
That in the green room.
That's right.
That's a basting sauce, sir. It's a dry rub.
That's too funny.
Just make sure your poodle doesn't fall in the hole. You know? Precious. So.
That's funny. Precious.
<That's...
laughs>
It rubs the lotion in its skin or it gets the hose again. In the event you've never heard the song, the Lotion song, go on YouTube and look up the Lotion song. And it's been out for years. As a matter of fact, there are people out there who have kind of clowned it up and done remixes of it and all that. Just search the Lotion song on YouTube and find the oldest one on there and listen to it. It's actually a pretty damn catchy tune. And
Lotion's a remix.
Does this go along with what I said earlier? Please not. No.
it
I mean, do I have to say it?
About
oh, God, Whitey.
Boy, this went way out in left field.
You'll have to put this in your book.
Yeah, it'll go in there. Don't worry about it. Midget porn's all over it already.
I can't wait to find out which chapter.
And remember, if you're going to buy sketchy items, pay cash. We covered this in the green room.
Do not
never check.
Damn
don't give them a check.
They can trace
no
that
check.
Shit. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, cats, boys and girls. So, but going back to the wonderful COVID thing, I was just reading before we went live that Pfizer has announced that their shot, their inoculation, if you will, drops in effectiveness after 6 months.
Oh,
now,
joy.
I'm not going to say I told you so, but so now, you know, and now they're talking about you need to wear a mask no matter what. If you got the shot, you need to wear a mask. If you, you know, and for me, it's just I'm looking around and not taking anything away from any people that have lost their life in this thing. But I'm looking around, and it's one of those things where, how do I want to put this? You know, like people who work in the coal industry, how they always have the mesothelioma.
Mm-hmm.
Say that three times with a couple beers in you.
Mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma.
It can't be done. I'm telling you. God forbid you have a painkiller in you and try to say that. But, you know, there's certain things that are consistent with certain jobs. So my point being with this COVID thing is I'm looking around and I'm going, okay, where's, you know, why are we going back to this mask thing when everybody has been pretty much, you go to Walmart right now, I bet you there might be 10 to 20 people at the most in that entire building wearing a mask, okay? And if you're going to catch something, you've got a better chance of catching something buying a jar of pickles in a damn Walmart than what you are renting out any escort you might find, okay? And
another one.
Service message. If you ever go into a Walmart bathroom and you notice the toilet paper in the bathroom has little red specks on it, don't use it because that's where the junkies are in there shooting up heroin and wiping off their needles in the toilet paper.
In other words, the something don't smell like in the kitchen, baby, with this whole thing.
Especially in Walmart.
But
if you go to Walmart and shop without a mask and not catch it, because I think COVID is the least of your worries of catching in a Walmart. But nevertheless, why is
you gotta
it
realize
you've got to
something else? Well, you got to realize something. It's a man-made thing that was made in the late 80s and was talked about throughout the 90s and then sent away in the 2010s. Over to China, right? So it's
right.
Down, but here's the thing. But it's never been released to this point. So it was released to the world. So right now it's mutating. It's got a – everybody's got different mechanical makeup to yourself. The whole world does.
Right.
So right now it's mutating. Just like the flu did, just like polio did, just like all this other stuff. The bubonic plague, it had to mutate in order for it to be nasty. So either this is going to be really nasty or it's going to be like the flu. It's just mutating. It's trying to, because everybody wore masks. Everybody, you know, not everybody's got the vaccine, but a good amount of people got the vaccine. But here's the other part of the vaccine problem is not, there was no testing to be done. It takes years and years for testing. They didn't have that kind of time.
Right.
So do you think... So you think this is going to last forever? No, it's not.
No.
6 months was a 6 months is a gift at this point. It's not.
And you know,
I'm
the
sorry.
Thing is that like the Spanish flu, polio, all these things are still out there. But nobody catches them anymore because we as a planet have pretty much adapted ourselves. Our constitutions have adapted itself to not be susceptible to it. It's still out there. But it's just nobody's catching it because we as human beings have evolved forward. And if you've got an old can of Lysol under your sink, I challenge you to pull the damn thing out, read the back of it. It'll say coronavirus. And that was before we knew about coronavirus. All right? So my point then is, if we're walking around with masks on, okay, we are never going to get that buildup of boogie boogies, you know, your bacteria, germs, whatever it is that your body has to have. Okay?
Talking about the T cells adapting.
Right. And your constitution, and let's face it, we all know people that are sickly. And I don't know that's probably a harsh term to use, but nevertheless, we all know people that just are always sick.
Or sick in the head.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Could be. So that being said, you know, you've got to build your constitution up. And how do you do it? By catching shit.
Not wearing a mask. Right. Tim,
right.
What were you going to say? I knew Tim was
going to
say something.
it's almost a dead joke now. You were talking about mesothelioma.
Oh.
And I was going to say mesothelioma. If there's one thing I've learned from all of the TV that I have watched, if you have mesothelioma, you may be entitled to compensation.
Yeah. You're going to have some money for the last 3 months of your life.
Oh, my
you know?
God. Right? Well, I have a conspiracy theory to go with COVID.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who wanted to take over the entire planet, the whole world?
Me.
Yeah.
Dr.
Well,
Evil.
Besides you. Dr. Evil, I presume. I spent summers in Rangoon. My father was a womanizer. Anyway. All right. But think
Go
but
ahead,
think
Dr.
about
Evil.
This.
Do your thing.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Behave. Yeah, baby. Listen, what was he trying to do? He was looking for a weapon of mass destruction at that point. He was looking for a chemical warfare agent that he could use. Who's to say that he didn't actually come up with this back then, and we just went, huh, you know, what can we do with this? How can we manipulate this? How can, you know, good or evil, it doesn't matter. You know, maybe this is something that was set into motion way back then that it just got into the wrong hands.
Yeah,
you know,
possibility.
There's people in every country. I mean, I'm sorry,
yeah.
This country and every country. So I'm just saying,
what nobody wants to talk about, that 5,000-pound gorilla in the room, is that back during the Obama administration, we were testing on all this stuff, anthrax and coronavirus and H1N1 and Ebola. But here in the States, we kept screwing up. We kept letting this stuff. We weren't responsible with it. So Obama, being the genius that he is, says, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all this, and we're going to outsource it to China. China's going to handle all of this because they're a more responsible thing. U.S. tax dollars are going to pay for the research in China. Keep those people employed.
That's good, Dave.
Tell them that.
Wow.
You like that?
That's really
pretty good. So I need to take that act out of the word. Now, opening for Dave Atwill, President Obama. Thank you. Thank you. A wonderful crowd. So everything goes over there to China, all right? And the nifty thing about China is that a lot of folks don't understand. China is not a lot different to a certain extent, the United States. People get up in the morning, they work, they come home, they eat dinner, they watch television, they go to bed, they get up and work, blah, blah, blah. But the big, big, huge difference that nobody talks about between China and the United States is regulation. Okay? There is absolutely zero regulation in China. The products they make have no regulation. The food they eat has no regulation. The water they drink has no regulation. The workers have no regulation. So what does that mean? You know, here in the United States, we have certain things in the workplace where you have to work 6 hours and you get a lunch. If you work 6 hours and 1 minute and your boss won't give you a lunch, then he's in a world of shit. They don't have that over there. There's no regulation. So if there's going to be something that is not under lock and key, it'll likely be in China because they don't have, I mean, as a matter of fact, not long ago, we put laminate flooring down in a family member's house, of which I won't divulge. But nevertheless, I asked said family member, this is the place you want to go and get your laminate. You want to make sure that it's German laminate. I know this sounds crazy, but I know what I'm talking about. Look and make sure that it has a little German flag on it and has German laminate, because a lot of the laminate that's made here or made and laid here in the United States is German, okay? And it's all regulated, and it's good product. In the meantime, you can get laminate from China. That's a lot cheaper. Looks just as good, but it's a lot cheaper, okay? Why is it a lot cheaper? Because there's no damn regulation to it. They can do whatever the hell they want. So, said family member had us put this laminate down in the house, despite my protests. And a year later, guess what happened to this laminate? It started bowing up and doing all kinds of wild stuff, despite the fact we put plenty of float in the floor and everything. It wasn't our first rodeo, you know. And did some research, come to find out, it was Chinese-made laminate, and they had put certain chemicals into the laminate, which over time and humidity caused it to swell. Okay? So they're saying, well, you know, well, they got to recall this stuff. Well, you can't recall something to China. This China doesn't give a shit. They're not going to honor a recall, right? So you dig a little deeper, and you find out that the wood that was harvested for this laminate was cut down on Russian soil. So not only did the Chinese put some janky chemicals into their laminate, but they also cut down trees in a country that ain't even theirs to make it with. So you're going to take this potentially deadly virus, be it the H1N1, Ebola, SARS, swine flu, chicken flu, one flew over the cuckoo's nest, whatever in the hell you want to do it, and you're going to hand it to the Chinese, who can't even make flooring worth a shit. So to me, it was just a matter of when more than if. You know what I mean?
Sounds
and of
right.
Course, when Trump said nobody goes to China, nobody from China comes in, he was immediately called a xenophobe and a bigot and all that kind of stuff. No, absolutely not. He did something that made sense. But by then it was too late. We all watched Outbreak. Patrick Dempsey and that damn monkey screwed everything up for us, man.
I knew it.
It only takes
I just knew it.
That. Only takes one asshole, you know?
Damn dirty monkey.
Got to get Cuba Gooding to put that tranquilizer in him.
That's what all starts. That's how 28 Days Later started, with an infected monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. if y'all quit spanking your monkeys out there, this kind of stuff wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Quit watching that midget, that Turkish prison midget porn. Todd.
Hey, leave me around alone. And just for the record, for those that care about our wildlife, no waxing the dolphin.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that was good. Yikes. All right, so there we go.
Goodness gracious. The graphic could have been here.
Yeehaw. And that's why we should put the NC-17 rating on the show, but nevertheless.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
Really, yeah. And that whole dolphin joke, I did it on purpose.
Nice. You are so funny.
Yes. Me love you long time.
Only albacore. Only albacore.
We'll give you
the dolphins get caught in the nets.
They call it the Chinese virus because it's from China. It came from China.
China.
Oh, that was good, Velvet.
Thank you. I could do Bill Clinton, too. Yeah, I didn't have sex with that lady either.
Because I was up all night.
Yeah, baby. Hey, I had a cigar, and I dipped my cigar. That was it. Yeah, I got it. I did not inhale with Obama either. Yeah.
Yeah. There's another guy that's got a lot of explaining to do when his time comes.
There is no explaining. You know how they have that elevator drop where you just hit the button and the floor goes out from under you?
Yeah.
He's going to walk up there. You're going to go, nope, click.
The only saving grace that he will have is if he dies and goes up there to St. Pete and just goes, hey, man, hey, I was married to Hillary. That would be the only way he could get in.
I don't know, man. There's too many bodies, man. Too many bodies.
They give him
bro.
A provisional just because he was married to her, you know?
Okay. I can see that, but nah, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I'm sure they're already building a condo in his name down there. Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm the president of hell, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Hillary don't come down here. She'll try to dethrone me.
Yeah. She'll run him out of office.
Yeah, by her, right?
Yeah.
You're not evil enough. Yeah, well.
You're the Diet Coke of
I'll
evil. Just
evil.
One calorie.
Right? You're the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You're quasi-evil. You're quasi-evil. Scotty, are you a little bit evil? Just a little. Come on.
You just not even
Scott.
Enough, Scott.
Scott. Scott. Help me out, Scott. Your little thing tried to bite me and kill me. He's a little
You
hungry.
Vicious meanie you.
Wow.
Who loves you? I love you. I love you.
Oh, look at that punim.
Yeah, look at that punim. That's a
if
great
there
line.
Was never a perfect casting in the world, it's when they cast Michael Caine to be Austin Powers' dad.
Powers' dad. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was
I got Viagra stuck in my neck. Oh, thank you. Stuck in his throat.
Stuck in his throat.
Well,
he says,
if we want to be particular about it, neck, throat, they're all connected.
Oh, boy.
If you
got
how many henchmen like you that I've killed in my career? And look at you. You don't even rate a name badge. Just lay down, son. Just lay down.
I knew it smelled cabbage.
Yeah, Dr. Evil hit the... Oh, he's good.
My God, you're the right pod.
If you're ever having a bad day, just go to the Dr. Evil parts of Austin Powers and your day's automatically going to get better. I don't give a damn what nobody says. Dr. Evil can save the world. He's great. Good stuff.
Did you just throw a shoe?
I'm Ducky.
I'm Ducky.
I wish they'd go ahead and put another one out, but I'm kind of scared after all these years that the magic would be gone and it would be another one of those ones they just try too hard with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Coming to America? Yeah. Oh, God. Coming to America, too? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they tried way too hard on that to make it look funny, and it was not good. You're right.
Nah, I couldn't remember. I couldn't even get started on it. I tried to watch it, and I was just like, ah, man, this just ain't there. You know, it's
just don't let Disney get hold of it. They'll really do finish the job.
Yeah, they would.
Ain't that, right? Ain't that the truth?
They've even ruined the old Star Wars movies, the remakes. I tried to watch them on the channel, and they added all this other crap to the originals. I was like, oh, geez. I couldn't even enjoy it. I was like, nah.
Yeah. I hadn't even seen that.
Darth Vader, Return of the Jedi, right before he throws the Emperor out to the abyss, saying, no. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
He didn't say that. Get out of here.
So while we're on the topic of Star Wars, I wanted to loop it all the way back down to what Dave said earlier. Dave was talking about with the different, we were thinking of different names for the different strains of COVID that might come out. One that happened to pop into my head, since we were talking about Star Wars, I thought it'd be cool to have a strand called Vader. Huh? How about that one?
Yeah.
The Co-Vader.
Oh, may the falsey be with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. A real fat one named Jabba the Hutt virus.
Somebody write that one down.
Oh, my God.
Jabba the Hutt virus. That'll give you the runs right there.
It'll make you put some weight on. Whoa. That's the damn cert. Made a fountain be with you. Holy shit.
That's funny.
Exactly what would happen with Jabba the Hutt virus.
Hey, Dave, you're full of Fauci. Shut up.
You're full of Fauci.
That's
going to
be our new... There you go. Pardon me while I got to go take a Fauci.
I got a Fauci. I just Fauci'd my pants.
Yeah. That's great. We could use Fauci for everything now.
I got a Fauci on deck that can choke a donkey.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
He's got a weird voice. If you ever heard him talk, he's like the weirdest voice too.
He
likes that raspy, that Cape Cod raspy voice.
I got a Fauci in my pants that's bigger than you, wee baby.
Fauci is one of those types of guys that will hold up the line at a Smithfield's trying to decide what he wants to eat. And then after 10 minutes of deliberating, we'll finally go with a, you know what, I'll just get a barbecue sandwich and a sweet tea. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
One of those types. I can tell. He's
you made him
one
say
those,
sweet tea in the counter?
Yeah.
I want a sweet tea. Sweet tea to go.
he's on my list of people that I would just like to punch for absolutely no reason at all. I mean,
just look
I don't know. If it, yeah.
10 points, what are those?
He's just one of those people. It's all right. His time's coming. It'll all come around, you know.
If he says you can't eat chicken, then there'd be mass rioting everywhere.
Oh, yeah. The damn churches would be raising hell. And I'm not talking about the places of worship. I'm talking about the chicken places, yo.
Oh, my God.
But, yo, it's funny with this vaccination witch hunt that we've got going on right now where people are losing their jobs because they don't get the shot. You know, it's... me and Rob were talking about, my son Rob was talking about it earlier today, how there's things that have happened in the past that we have done, and it was a harmful thing, but at the time, we didn't realize how harmful it was. And it's real easy 40, 50, 60 years down the road to go back and look and go, oh, man, we shouldn't have done that. Those people who did that were assholes. It's real easy to do that. But when you're there in that situation, and one of the ones that came up was right after Pearl Harbor, we had the Japanese Asian internment camps where we took Asian folks out of their homes and put them in these camps. Why did we do it? Because didn't know. And when I say we, nobody walking the planet now had anything to do with it. But you're right.
No.
We were scared.
Scared.
We didn't know what the hell to do. So we did the most panic-driven thing you could have done is go and round up every Asian person and
yep.
put them in a camp. So 60, 70 years later, we're going, you know, looking back at it and going, oh, man, how can the United States do something like that? This is what I'm talking about. The United States full of bigots. No. 40, 50 years from now, they might look back at this damn vaccination thing and go, I can't believe that people were getting fired for not getting the shot. You know what I mean? And for me, the whole vaccination thing, and I'll go on and say, if you've gotten a vaccination and it makes you feel comfortable, you shouldn't feel any less. You are more than entitled to go and get the vaccination if you believe in it. I have absolutely zero problem with you getting vaccinated. Dale got vaccinated, for Christ's sake. Okay? So if you want to go out there and do it, that's fine. If it gives you comfort, that's fine. I don't think any less of you. But what I won't stand for is for you to look at me and not be vaccinated and call me an asshole because I have an opinion just like you do. Right? So who's to say that so many, asbestos. Look at asbestos. Every damn building that was put up for like 100 years had asbestos put in it as a fire retardant. So here we are in the 90s, and we stop and go, damn, this stuff causes cancer. Now all of a sudden, every damn building you're going, we need to tear down everything because everything's got asbestos in it. We didn't know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain, there are certain drugs out there, or I use the term pharmaceuticals. There are certain pharmaceuticals out there that have not worked, and they've had to pull off the market with God knows how many people had already taken them. There are cars they have put out there on the road that require recalls from time to time, right? There are things that we have done. Hell, I'll even throw a rock at George Bush and talk about the Iraq invasion. I don't know if that was the greatest idea either. But
nope.
It's real easy for me to say that 25, 30 years later.
Well, any of us. Any
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the vaccination thing may be another one of those things that we're just doing it out of fear, out of panic, and to a certain extent, out of some people just wanting to get back to normal and willing to do any goddamn thing it takes just to get things back to the way they were. So, now, before we go on, totally different topic. Rob just came out here with Mika to take her out here to do some business. I haven't done a lot of good things. I haven't done a lot of right things in my life. But if I've done one thing correctly, it's my son. He does stuff that absolutely amazes me every damn day. And when I go to my grave, I know if I ain't done nothing else right, that young man is the only thing, right? He actually, I had a spotlight I would come out here and spotlight the woods with, not for deer or anything, but checking to make sure nothing like, you know, Dr. John Sasquatch and all that kind of jazz coming out. And it was it wasn't the highest quality spotlight, but nevertheless, that thing was bright and I could see a lot with it. Well, that thing croaked, right? So we've been out here with, you know, little flashlights at night, taking the dogs out and all that jazz. Well, tonight a box of Amazon came in, and he goes, hey, this was actually supposed to be your Father's Day gift. He said, things got kind of screwed up. He said, but he says, this is yours. And he opened it up. Now, I'm going to tell you what this young man did. He Googled the world's brightest flashlight, right? And he found this $30 tactical grade LED flashlight, right? The beam goes for 765 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
This damn thing, he's walking around the yard with it right now, and it's almost like he's controlling the sun. I mean, it's like a stadium light that he's got in his hand right now. And it's not heavy like a mag light or cumbersome like a mag light, but it's got enough weight to it that if you needed to whack somebody with it, they'd have a hard time getting back up. And I'm here to tell you, this thing is freaking awesome, man. So if I haven't done anything right, I've got a son that can damn find his way out of a wet paper bag. You know what I mean? It's
That's funny. Yeah. I like that. That's a good one.
I tell you what, I am proud of that young man. He is spot on. So he's out here enjoying the new flashlight too. But yeah, this looks pretty damn awesome, man. Sure beats the hell out of little plastic ones we used to get, you know, kids with the little white switch. He's put the old cheap Rayovac batteries in. Batteries would die in about an hour and a half.
Man, all I could think of was the little crap old military ones we had forever. They were,
Oh, the ones with the bent end on them, the green ones?
Right.
Where you can hold them straight up. You wouldn't have to,
yep.
They were ergonomically correct. Yeah, yeah. Those could take a beat.
Yeah,
they just
got
to
work for shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. And that was the funny thing about mag lights I never understood is that why are they black? I mean, because if you need a flashlight, it's probably going to be darker than shit. Right? Shouldn't these things be like hot pink or like Deglo green or Sasquatch?
Why
is it going
to be green?
just saying. I mean,
the word of
it's a black flashlight. One of those things, man. We were talking about stuff we missed the boat on inventing last week. That's one of them. Should have made an orange flashlight. That flashlight kicked ass, doesn't it, dude? Rob, say hi to everybody on Pop Culture Stars. What's up?
Hello.
Hi, Rob.
There he is. One of these
hey,
days,
Rob.
I'm gonna have Rob run through John's backyard. So that way John has a legitimate Sasquatch encounter.
Oh, he would do it. Yeah,
And I know Rob would be up to do it.
hey, how tall is your son?
How tall are you?
Like
5'9", 5'10".
I got a buddy perfect for the job. He's 6'5". He's a big boy. He's got really long hair. That would really scare the crap out of John. put a ghillie suit on him, and let him walk past his window.
Just
well,
have him
send
a quote past
together,
the window,
then there'll be Dr. John will think he's got offspring.
Yeah, that too. Bring him along.
John would be out there
would
running
be
after him going, can I interview you? Can I interview you? Stop. I've got a book to write, damn it. Dr. John, we love you, sir. But we also love to work with you. You are the man. Outstanding. That would be Dr. John. Some 8-foot hairy humanoid bastard would walk across his yard, and instead of running like hell or calling the cops or grabbing a shotgun, he would walk up to it and go, hey, can I ask you a few things?
You mind if we sit down on this rock right here, dog?
Yeah, let me get you. Do you think you can come on Murder 123 Sunday night? Oh,
yikes.
Man. We miss you, Dr. Yikes. John. We got to get you back on here. It's always more fun to roast you when you're here, though, brother. That's for damn certain. But that
true.
Would be funny. That would be yeah, funny.
Guys, guess what happened over the weekend?
Yeah.
A
Sasquatch.
Wait, no.
Come across
no,
the
you have to do it right. You ready? We have to do it right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you know what happened? Oh, my God. I was writing my book, and oh, my God.
The coloring book?
And he said his name was Rob.
Oh, my God. And Rob, he had a real human. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Oh, no. That's great.
It's too funny.
That's awesome.
I have to call all y'all, right? I have to call all y'all. I have to call Rob. I haven't called Rob in a year and a half. I need to call Rob.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
Oh, man. I
yes,
just had
sir.
To call somebody. Rob, I called you.
Maybe subliminally, oh, when some of the smoke signals he put in the sky for me to kind of...
Oh,
oh my God.
That's funny.
That's great.
And here I am wrestling this sliding glass door again to go in and retrieve another beverage. I'm telling you, maybe that's what I need to work on. I need to work on a new, some type of easy glide. Yeah, thing for a sliding glass window, man.
Well, if my dog wasn't so fat, I could train him, but he just lays around like a walrus all day.
Woof.
Maybe I should just go and get a tube of Astro Glide and put that on there instead
hey.
Of WD-40.
Hey. Listen,
woof.
Put some glitter on it and we'll have a party.
With all those damn pine trees and stuff, you can go and best shock back. Shop back and, you know, get that thing cleaned out, wipe it down, you name it, and man, wait a week. Holy crap, you can stuff a scarecrow. All the pine cones
right.
caught up in there.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I'm jealous of you. You get to drink a lovely PBR while I'm sitting here. I'm getting right here. You listen to I'm opening it right now. There it is. I opened a Samuel Adams, Just a Haze.
Samuel,
Hazy, juicy, non-alcoholic IPA. Thank you for playing.
The haze, like purple
oh,
haze,
my
baby.
God. Why don't you just get you a damn solo cup, dip it in the toilet? My God. That's too much work right there, man.
It was. It sure as hell was.
You know, it's
but
funny.
At least it but it tastes like a beer, though. I'll give it that. Not like the other
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, it doesn't actually have
early.
A Pilsner taste to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
15 beers ago.
It was filtered through a dirty sock and some pantyhose.
No. What a concoction.
It's delicious.
Kind of like plum stew with NyQuil.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if you ever heard that trick or not. And here's a nifty little homeless tip.
Oh,
wow. Rob's out here playing with his flashlight. This thing's got like a zoom on it and all kinds of stuff, man. Holy balls, dude. This thing is badass.
Holy balls.
It's amazing.
Well, come
how
on. I want to hear this I want to hear this homeless tip.
I know I'm getting old when I'm getting off over a flashlight function. But nevertheless, what the bums used to do, and these are things you learn working in a grocery store for years. For one,
exactly.
Preparation H. When you find Preparation H being stolen, it's not for hemorrhoids.
Boy, this
no,
show's really
not.
Gone to the shitter.
Yes. But they don't use it.
Don't be a sore ass.
That's right. It's not really
that Eddie would say in Vacation.
Don't
jitters
fool. Don't get your ass caved.
That was another one. Preparations A through G have failed miserably, so we're gonna name this one Preparation H. I think.
Feels good on the
whole,
right?
Preparation H feels good. Yeah.
Right.
But the reason why they feel Preparation H is because they've done too much blow, and their nasal passages are swollen shut. And if you take Preparation H and stick it up your nose, much like your butthole,
ew,
it'll reduce the swelling, and you can do more blow. Another one of those nifty things you learn in the grocery store. But nevertheless,
yes,
one of the things that they were doing for a bit is that they didn't take
I almost hear
syringe.
Mr. Cotter up your nose with a rubber hose and up, trying to figure out how to get the Preparation H to get going.
This public service brought to you by Dave Atwell.
Yes, these little things you learn about dope and that kind of stuff on Home Watch. But they were actually taking bread. Okay, take a loaf of white bread, and namely like the the Pepperidge Farm bread. Big difference, folks. Not Preparation Farms, Pepperidge Farm bread. And if you were to pour a thing of NyQuil on the end of it, by the time the liquid comes out the other end of the bread, it's almost straight alcohol. And though it's a small amount that comes out,
doesn't matter.
It's just enough to knock you flat on your ass.
Yep.
And that was another one of those things that, you know, I saw this soggy loaf of bread sitting in the bathroom one day, and I'm like, what the hell? I said, what the hell is somebody taking this pumpernickel and, you know.
Right. Straining it. It's a strainer.
Yeah. And they're using it for
a
strainer,
I got a funny one for you. I was working at one of the grocery store chains here. One of the other managers was talking to this. They were talking about smoking weed and this and that in the back of the stockers. And I'm like,
no.
I said, here we go. So this is one of the other bosses with me, and he's talking. I'm like, he goes, hey, Kerr, you know, talking to me. He goes, hey, Kerr. You know, we used to take a Coke can, you know, and poke holes in it and smoke weed on that. And I went, no, never done that. I said, first of all, you don't smoke weed like that. You smoke crack like that, not weed. I said, I don't know what the hell you were smoking in front of everybody. Everybody started dying laughing. He goes, oh, man, come on, you know. And I was just giving him crap, right? And he got all mad. He's like, oh, come on, man, go back and tell them I wasn't smoking crack. I said, that's on you, man. I don't know if you were smoking crack or not. So they would just screw with him all the time, talking about, hey, Cracky, you need a rock? He got so mad at me for like 6 months, he wouldn't stop talking about it. Good time. Yeah, your boss is all jacked up on crack. Why is he fat? I don't know. I guess the pot outweighed the crack. Hey, you know you're on the bad side of town when you go over to the, walk over a block over to the church's chickens and you wait and they lock the doors before you can get in? That's pretty bad. So that's what happened. We went a couple of managers, we walked over there. They seen us. It's in a black neighborhood. They locked the doors. We're like, what the hell? Oh, I'm sorry. I locked your baby Bubba up. Oh, he's been stealing some stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I'm not getting service, okay? Well, tell me when he gets out in 5 to 8, okay?
Yeah, the nifty little things you will learn to do when you're trying to get a high. You know what I mean?
Well, you know the Sudafed and the Chlorothetan were bad because that was a quick way to make meth real fast.
Yep.
Free base, anything. With those two, you can put anything with that, and you're just it's straight up whatever you want. And we learned that the hard way. That's why they took all that stuff off the shelf and put it behind, you know, if you have a pharmacy now, it's there. They took it all off the shelf.
And
I
that's
can see
what sucks.
The core season was weird. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was picking up stuff for the house. And I needed a can of the compressed air to clean my phone and laptop with. And I'm at the self-check, and I'm ringing stuff up at the self-check because, you know, we all work for Walmart now.
Yep.
And
ID, baby.
And the thing locked up, and I'm like, okay, for the first time in a long time, I'm not buying alcohol. What in the hell did I do? And the lady comes up. And she says, oh, you've got the compressed air. I looked at her and I says, and then it just dawned on me. I said, people doing whippets. And then she looked at me like, oh, so you know what you're doing? I'm like, no. I don't do whippets. What I'm saying
you should have leaned in or went, don't tell nobody.
Yeah. But you know.
Then you wouldn't have had no compressed air, though. Your face would have been on the wall.
You are desperate for a high when you will take a can of Cool Whip and put a Phillips head screwdriver through the bottom of it and suck whatever the hell comes out the bottom of it. I mean, God.
They figured out how to do it. They figured out how to do it through the nozzle, too.
Really?
Look, I know I've told you
down
before.
Down here, yeah. Yep.
When I was on recruiting duty in Kansas, those people would go to the cattle fields. The youngins, and they would bring, like, blankets and sheets and whatnot with them, and they would get over fresh cow patties and huff those for a high.
Really?
Yeah. All right, come on now. That's a little much.
You got to be kidding me.
We had a dude
I didn't believe it.
When I was
go ahead.
In gold
go ahead,
paint.
Tim, you don't talk.
When I was in college, there were they were huffing gold spray paint.
Yep. We had a guy in our neighborhood that did every drug known to man, including huffing gab. Okay. So one night he was getting high and he decided he was gonna huff some gab, and we had leftover fireworks, so we chased this dude through the neighborhood. Shooting fireworks at him, and he turned around and he tried to come get. He couldn't even move. He was so gooped up. I'm like, damn. And then after we got, you know, he was older than we were, like 14. This cat was like 19 or 20. By the time he reached 30, he had no brain cells left. He didn't know who he was, and didn't make it to 35 because of all that. He abused everything. You name it, he did it. I was like, I understand doing drugs, but come on, he went way too far off the edge. Nobody could save him. He went to rehab like, I don't know, 20 times. So, you know, that's horrible. That's a bad, you know, thing to watch as a kid, you know, growing up, seeing this guy walking around your neighborhood, didn't even know who he was. Bad. He was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary. But yeah,
when you
were going, yeah, that far.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Now, Velvet, I don't know, with you being in the grocery business, if you recall, back in the day, we used to take Dexatrim,
yep.
And when we were stocking shelves at night, because it was all about production, and we would take Dexatrim not to lose
yep.
weight, but the ephedra that was
no.
in it.
Yep.
And they used to come in the little capsule with the little with the little like cake sprinkles in them, like a
right.
remember the old contact cold medicine you used to get. And we would actually
yes.
break those things open and dump them under our tongues because
yeah,
for some reason
faster.
If you put it. Yeah, if you got it under your
tongue,
it works faster.
Well, that's what you did with acid with microdots. You put them under your tongue.
Yeah.
And within 15 minutes, you'll be wigged out of your freaking mind for 8 hours.
Just going. Yeah. And you'd be throwing freight like you wouldn't imagine. You'd finally start coming down off at around 04 in the morning, and you don't even remember putting the damn truck up. You know what I mean?
No. We were just talking about that tonight. My best friend was in the business with me. He turned 65 today, and we talked about how working third shift and on a 24-hour store that stayed open, having 7 workers and a cashier, and us chasing people around the store or chasing each other or whatever, how we ever got in this humongous store, how we ever finished at 7 a.m. every night. I said, because we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
We knew we had that bewitching hour when the bars closed that we were going to get high traffic after that, and knew that when we could goof off for about an hour. But, yeah, we've seen all kind of stuff between the whippets, you name it. They took the Coleman fuel out of our stores. They were scared about that, you know. But here, down here, they didn't have to, like you were saying, they shoved a nail through the bottom of the can to do whippets with the aerosol whip. They were doing it out of the nozzle by doing something to the nozzle, and it would just go and go and go. Because one time this guy ran, and he dropped the can on the shelf. And we went over there, and all you heard was it hissing. I went, okay. He did something.
The ready whip. The ready whip.
Yeah, all that. Yep.
They
figured out how to do it.
All you got to do is you press the thing, but and you don't shake it, and then that's the gas comes up because it doesn't shake
right.
all the
well,
stuff up.
This
so
guy was smarter. He pulled the glass off and had the little thing. Thank you. I am. Me and Tim were partners in crime. I remember going to we talk about this before, going to the movie theater, and you know they had in the camera room, they had that big vent.
Oh,
because
yeah.
it would get so hot in the camera room, so they had to have this vent stuck there outside, right? Well, that's where we'd stand and smoke joints and blow the smoke out of that vent because it was sucking it right on out of the damn thing. And we would play. The funny thing was we were with the people who ran the place, the managers, okay, and a general manager. We were in there. He goes, hey, listen. He gets so high, he goes, screw this movie. He'd stop and you hear everybody go, oh, and he put the wrong movie on. It was so funny. It was like, you're stupid. They paid for whatever. Now we're not watching that tonight. We're doing this one. Like, you're dumb. But he couldn't run. He couldn't run. That son of a bitch couldn't run for shit. He came out behind the theater. We would party in the woods, and the cops would always come and raid us. And I said, dude, he goes, where's everybody scattering to? We'll be back here in an hour if you want to come back. Just run, you know. County's here. County sheriff's here. Got to run, bro. You got caught. Like, dude, run, bro. I guess he was too high to run. He's like, screw it. He sat down.
Yeah, he was killing it too much. Why ruin a good buzz, right?
Oh, my God. We picked on him. I was like, man, I had to get bailed out. I said, well, that's your fault, bro. Not mine.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But anyway.
You make your own decision.
Stuff.
That's why when it comes down
pot.
To pot,
yeah.
I've never smoked pot. I'm 51 years old, and I'll admit it to everybody, never smoked pot. Now I've popped a lot of pills, done some other damn stupid things, but never smoked pot. Now, legalizing pot, and this is where my conservative constituents always seem to get that look at me whenever I say this. But
China.
I know people say that pot is a gateway drug to other things. I get that. I totally understand it.
Driving slow?
Well, yeah. Or eating Doritos.
Running to McDonald's?
Yeah. Right. Taco Bell. So, but, you know, you think about the opioid problem here in the United States.
No, that's
okay.
But that's killing people.
Right. But the opioids, people aren't taking the opioids because they're in pain. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. There are some that are. But
yeah,
the people who aren't
taking
it legitimately, right,
yeah.
are trying to get high. So if they can go to Food Lion and buy a joint and get high, perhaps there'd be less little old ladies getting murdered over their arthritis medicine. Right?
True. Correct.
A way to become high is readily available. It and it's kind of hard to explain when folks don't open up their mind to it. It's kind of like drinking. When you were 19 years old, you were drinking like you couldn't see straight, right?
Exactly.
You turn 21 and you can go buy your own beer, you're like, ah, shit, I ain't drinking tonight.
You waited till 19, good for you. I was 15.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things where if you make it readily available, the people who want to get high can at a lesser degree, because out of all the drugs out there, pot's probably the lesser of the damaging, if you will, if you look at what heroin and the opioids.
Well, heroin's making
kind of
a comeback. Heroin here is making a huge comeback.
So if you were to legalize the stuff, I mean, look at Willie Nelson, for Christ's sake. The guy's 106, still singing, still touring, still singing home.
And still smoking.
You
want to
know why? Yeah, it's because his body doesn't feel any stress. It's because he has given
you know
his body.
He also could have helped him with COVID and everything else, too.
I mean,
there
is an argument to be made there that perhaps stigma attached to it. And, you know, I talk about it all the time. If we had Prohibition 20s, okay, and when they abolished Prohibition, I'm sure there was a period of time after Prohibition was abolished where a guy was leaning up against the wall with a beer and somebody walked up to him and said, you know, you really shouldn't be doing that. Okay? So, but you fast forward 100 years after Prohibition, Budweiser is sponsoring the Super Bowl. Right? So, who's to say that pot 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now isn't there's no stigma attached to it. It's just like going and buying milk. And if I had to catch a loved one doing a drug, I think pot's probably the best route for them. But you know what I mean? I'm not condoning drug abuse, but if you were to find
but drug abuse is different from occasionally having something
that's
here
true.
And there.
That is
like
true.
Drinking.
It's just like alcoholism
if you're an alcoholic,
and gambling. And
right, if you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic. If you enjoy your beer here and there and you're not doing it, you know, like every waking moment of every day, then yeah.
Right. You know, because me, I'll drink with the best of them. Hell, Todd's been around with me
when
I've been
it sucked.
a little bit below the normalcy when it comes down to drinking, but I don't wake up in the morning.
Yeah, who had to finish those deep fried Oreos?
I was about ready to pull out my arm.
I'm a pull a Todd. Wow.
I was shit-faced with oil on high trying to fry Oreos.
No. Dude, I'd have my thumb on my phone going 911. I'm waiting. Something's going to burn down or Dave's going to catch on fire, one or the other.
And Todd, being the guy that he is, walked up to me and just gently said, "Hey, boss, let me take this over for you."
Yay, Todd. You saved the house and you saved Dave. Super Dave.
Yep.
Very nice.
I was shitty. And when you get drunk, of course, you get the munchies, and those fried Oreos sound like a grand idea. So, but they were good, if I recall. I mean, hell.
Yeah, you don't recall. Stop right there.
No, I don't recall. But the fault is there.
Right.
So we got 9 minutes left. I guess it's time to cut off all this fun talk about getting high and drunk and frying Oreos. So pass it around the room. Let everybody have their parting shots, if you will. Or as the Dream would say, Stro, he's still out there. If you will, daddy. So we're going to go with Granny Holster. Any last final words, young lady?
I just hope everybody has a great rest of the week and be safe.
No doubt. And you too, be safe with all the travel. Yeah, absolutely. With all the stuff you got going on, just make sure you get your rest and be safe when you're traveling. And
thank you.
We love you here. And we want to make sure you're
safe. Love you all too.
For sure.
Be careful.
For sure.
And Velvet, what have you got going on, sir?
Yes. We have changed our day of our replay on pro wrestling interviews. So you get 2 hours of pro wrestling interviews back to back. You get the replay at 8 o'clock on tigerradio.com. And that's last week's show, which was Chris Keith, owner of UEW in Richmond. And then at 9 o'clock, the new show, the live show will be the Asian sensation, Michael King, manager of champions, is going to be our guest at 9 p.m. on Sunday night on Pro Wrestling Interviews. And
nice.
Other than that, everybody be good and have a great rest of your week as well.
Outstanding. Thanks, sir. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good to have you aboard.
Yes.
Now, Stro, what have you got to share, young man? Ah, Stro might have checked out. Okay, so Todd, or Tim, better yet, Todd's always the anchor man. So Tim, what kind of parting wisdom do you have for us this evening, sir?
Oh, well, you just threw me off right there. Wisdom, I don't have any of that. I thought I'd circle back around to just give another plug to the wife. She's had quite a few past few months with the surgery she had and the recovery. She's done an amazing job with her recovery. I'm proud of her. And tomorrow's going to be an awesome celebration of our 11th anniversary. We got to do our 10th during COVID, which sucked. But so we'll be doing tomorrow. And other than that, just kind of business as usual. Started going back to work finally. But it's kind of nice to get back into somewhat of a semi-normal routine again. Anyway, on to the next person.
Yeah,
I got to say something. I forgot. Yeah, happy anniversary. And kudos
happy
to
anniversary
the wife.
To you all.
Thank
you
all.
Happy anniversary indeed.
mention mine. Mine is Saturday. I'll be married 28 years on Saturday.
Wow.
Well, happy anniversary to you all, too.
Happy anniversary, indeed. What the hell did you think?
Yeah, I she walked past me, so I had to say something or I'd have gotten beaten.
You know you like it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, pet me later. It's all good.
Figure that out, man.
Yeah, right. I'm a little late on that one.
Well,
I get too old. The blue pill doesn't work anymore.
When most couples out there can't make it 28 days, we've got you guys making it for 11 and 28 years. So outstanding. That's good to hear. Well done. So, Todd, I'm going to go ahead and foist the wisdom moniker on you, too. What kind of wisdom do you have for us this evening?
The, you know, I kind of, for the most part, I pretty much sing the same tune here along this part of the thing. It's take care of yourselves, take care of one another. I always say be safe, but you know, when it comes down to it, I really mean be smart out there. We've got so much going on. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Make sure you're tracking what the hell's going on around you. And don't let the dumbasses get you down, and don't let them see you sweat. That's it.
Nah, good call,
man. Hopefully my oncologist hasn't screwed me, because I will catch a charge, because he'll be going to hell with me.
But, you know, Todd brings up a great point.
Just saying.
Be careful of how much you let people that don't pull their weight affect you. That's an excellent point. Because that's a big thing these days, that people, I'm not saying people are lesser than other people, but there are dumbasses out there to make a lot more noise. And don't be afraid to trust yourself. Don't be afraid to believe in what you know. So, yeah, very well said, Todd. Very well said. Now, as per myself, before I extinguish the one torch that I lit tonight because the storm has driven all the bugs away and whatnot, the Olympics is going on right now. And we've heard about people that want to kneel during my national anthem and how they want to turn their heads to my flag and all that kind of nifty stuff. So, right now, the Olympics is going on, and NBC is suffering its worst ratings ever, or at least in the last 30, 40 years. Which, when you're speaking about television, is damn near ever.
Yep.
They are suffering the worst ratings in their Olympic broadcast history. So with all that being said, here on the deck, I have one of those plastic totes that formerly used to be a recycling bin. And when I'm out here on the show, I take my empty bottles and cans, and I throw them in that blue tote. And when it fills up, I dump it in the trash can, and I haul it to the curb. And that tote gives more of a shit about the Olympics than I do. So with all that being said,
that's awesome.
For those of y'all pissing on my flag, and for those of y'all pissing on my national anthem,
go F yourself.
Yes, and say hello to my recycling coat full of empty beer cans. I hope
y'all just mentioned
one day.
They're only on the team because they tried to get on the team with the WTF.
True. And by God, it wasn't so long ago that, hang on, British lady, damn it, that Uday and Kusay and Oye and all them other Husseins were executing their Olympic teams when they didn't medal. Okay? And you're going to go over there in front of the entire planet and turn your back on my flag. Well, you know what? I turn my back on you. With all that being said, I'm going to take my red, white, and blue ass inside and cue in the British lady, who's still salty over that loss in 1776. But by God.
That's right. We put her to work in the red light district.
Damn right. And there I go wrestling that door open again.
But that, with that goo on it, baby. That glitter goo was great.
Astroglide.
Right.
Put it on there. All right. So.
The lubage.
We're walking in. Walking up to the laptop.
Super glue that door.
Don't do that. Then he'll really have a hard time.
I'll be struggling like hell after that, right?
It'll be a couple.
All right.
We won't get the show off.
You know what? We need that Christmas vacation grease that they put on the bottom of that saucer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Need something because I'm having a stroke.
Do that thing in the door.
Hey, you got one of them spray pans or spray cooking oil thing? Or just put some cooking oil down there. You'd be good to go.
That might work better for all I know. I might give that a shot. Put some Vaseline on there or something. Anyhow, we appreciate we appreciate everybody joining us tonight on Pop Culture Stars. We appreciate you tolerating all of our lubrication jokes. And
it'll be all right.
Everybody has a wonderful night. Y'all be careful. Be safe. Love you guys, and we will talk to you next week.
Yep. All right, guys.
Pop Culture Stars.
Everybody have a good week.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Big hugs, all. Big
hugs. Salty British lady.